to just three very, very, very short ha'aras. The first one is, the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Lazar, who was very poor. He went to a doctor, he took out blood, he didn't have anything to eat, so he quickly takes this clove of garlic, and what happened? All of a sudden, he became sick. There's a well-known Gemara we talk about a lot, another classic. In Masechtas Brachas Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says Rabbi Lazar chala. Rabbi Lazar was sick, and Ali Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar's Rebbe, came to be mevaker chayla. And the Gemara said that he saw he was crying, and he asked him, "Why are you crying?" And he famously told him, "Al hay shuf for the balabar." Says Rabbi Yochanan, "I'm crying because I know one day you're going to die. You, my Rebbe, I know you're going to die, and you're so handsome. Al hay shuf for the balabar." That's a classic Gemara. The Marshan, that Gemara Brachas Daf Hei Amud Beis, says that when did this happen? Rabbi Lazar was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan came to be mevaker chayla. He says, "I ain't tainus daf chafeim et aleph." It's pashit. This is where it happened. That's the first very, 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 very short hara. The second hara is the Gemara described the Olam Haba of Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. What's the Olam Haba? 13 rivers of mishcha afar samoin dachyin. Very, very clear. Afar samoin oil. Shemen zayis zach, right? It was very, very clear. Afar samoin oil. The Marsha says, this is all a mashal, of course. We don't know what Olam Haba really is. But he says, isn't it interesting that Chazal used Afar Samoin as the mashal to explain Olam Haba? So he says, V'yesh loymar, because throughout Shas, Afar Samoin was always something that smelled good. Afar Samoin was used as some form of perfume. It was something that smelled good. So he says, we know the Gemara says, Koil ha'neshama tahalal ka. What's the hana that the neshama has hana from? It's the chush ha'reach. The chush ha'reach is the one chush, like the Bnei Yisrael says over and over and over again, that it didn't sin by the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And that's why the chush ha'reach is always a chush ruchni. It says, Olam Haba, which is a tainig ruchni. So what did Chazal use as the mashal to explain Olam Haba? Use Afar Samoin, because Afar Samoin, the ikur benefit is through Chush HaReach. Chush HaReach is a tiny gruchni, and that's what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is Ein B'lo Yachil V'lo Yishtiya. What is it? It's tiny gruchni. Afar Samoin is tiny gruchni, because the Chush HaReach is a chush that's tiny gruchni. And one final aura I saw years ago in one of the Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, Rabbi Lazar ben Padas has this dream, and he's sitting next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it bothers him so much that he doesn't have the mazel of Mezoini. And the Eibishter tells him, he says, listen, if you want, I can make it happen. I can make it happen. This is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to destroy the world. We're going to start all over again. And then maybe in that new world, your mazel is going to be to have mezoinis. He said, kulei haiva ulai, right? All this, and it's only efshar. Only maybe I'm going to have it. He says, if that's the case, did I live the most majority of my life? I'm still going to live the majority of my life. He tells him, oh, most of your life is done. It's fine. He's okay. So Chafetz Chaim said, I understand. Why did David have to destroy the whole world? Why does he have to start the world all over again? Right? The most obvious question in the Gemara. Let Rabbi Lazar come back to life again. Why do we have to start from Bereshis Bar Elokim as Hashemayim Vesaretz? Why couldn't Hashem simply tell Rabbi Lazar, if you want, Rabbi Lazar, I'll take you away, you'll come back, a new Gilgal, and in that world, maybe you'll have Mezoini. Why does Hashem need to start the world again from the first verse in Genesis? Said the Chafetz Chaim, the reason is because really every single thing that happens in every single dar is interconnected with things that happened in previous generations. And you can't just go ahead and take one detail of one dar and tweak it and change it, because it's part of a bigger picture. And the only way to change the mazel of Rabbi Lazar would be by starting the world all over again. And maybe in that new Brias HaOlam, it could be in the new Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz. Maybe there Rabbi Lazar's mazel is going to be an under a mazel. But Chafetz Chaim said, you can't change one prat. You can't change one detail. And he says, if you think about it, it's a tremendous insight into understanding Tzadik V'Raloi, Rasha V'Toivloi. That was really what Rabbi Lazar was saying. He says, I understand. Why do I have to suffer like this? Why? Mehecha Teisi. Why does it have to be this way? And really the answer, what the Eibishter was telling Rabbi Lazar was, he says, Rabbi Lazar, you don't understand that you're looking at your life on such a micro level, but you can't do that. You have to understand there's a big picture. There's a big picture that started 5,782 years ago. And really, this is all part of one Gereisa Cheshbon. And you have a Tafkin. Everyone has a Tafkin. And to go ahead and just change Rabbi Lazar's mazel, Kenes Nishtan, it can't. It's going to throw off the whole system. So he says, if you want, we could start from the beginning. But to just go ahead and change this, said Chafetz Chaim, that's what the Eibishter was telling Rabbi Lazar. And that's really the teretz to all the things that we don't understand, or so many of the things that we don't understand. It's because really our lives are part. It's a small piece of a very, very large puzzle. And unless you have the purview of the entire puzzle. It's impossible for a person to understand individual events that take place. That's the Musr, said the Chafetz Chaim. We have to take out of this Maisa with Rabbi Elazar ben Pidah.